Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're making our way through Isaiah, and now we're in Isaiah chapter 20 in the New Living Translation. This is what it says. In the year when King Sargon of Assyria sent his commander-in-chief to capture the Philistine city of Ashdod, the Lord told Isaiah, son of Amoz, Take off the burlap you have been wearing and remove your sandals. Isaiah did as he was told and walked around naked and barefoot. Then the Lord said, my servant Isaiah has been walking around naked and barefoot for the last 3 years. This is a sign, a symbol of the terrible troubles I will bring upon Egypt and Ethiopia. For the king of Assyria will take away the Egyptians and Ethiopians as prisoners. He will make them walk naked and barefoot, both young and old, their buttocks bared to the shame of Egypt. Then the Philistines will be thrown into panic, for they counted on the power of Ethiopia and boasted of their allies in Egypt. They will say, if this can happen to Egypt, what chance do we have? We were counting on Egypt to protect us from the king of Assyria. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, first of all, thank you so much for Isaiah who obeyed you, but that is a hard obedience to walk barefoot and naked for 3 years. I just can't wrap my mind around it. Perhaps in the new heavens and new earth, I can have a conversation with Isaiah and ask him how that was, but wow. Lord, thank you also that when you showed what you were going to do to folks, you warned them ahead of time. And this was such a tangible way to warn them. It was pretty easy to see, hey, that guy doesn't have any clothes on. And maybe ask him the question, why are you walking around this way? And then he could then say, hey, this is going to happen. And as I know, in the preaching of Jonah, and I've talked about this earlier this month, Nineveh didn't seem like it would repent, but Jonah still reluctantly shared what God was going to do, and they did repent. So I know, Lord, that your heart always is for all nations to repent before you of their sins and their idolatries. And Lord, I also just want to pray for the places that we go, and we've been praying a lot about this month, but the places that we go other than you for refuge and for strength. There's some assumptions that were made of how things would always be. They felt like Ethiopia or Egypt would always protect them, and they felt like no one could ever topple a regime like that. And Lord, I'm just reminded of 2020 and how I never would have imagined what would have happened last year. Never would have imagined that we'd have a pandemic. I thought things would just kind of stay the same for a really long time. And sometimes when things get thrown off like that, it helps us to reevaluate what we were trusting in. And so, Lord, thank you for teaching me that and for bringing me on a journey to see that I was trusting in kind of like circumstances or just the way things always should be. I know none of us like change. I know none of us really weather it well. It's always kind of takes us by surprise. But Lord, you never change. You are the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And so we can fix our eyes upon you, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising its shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And it says to consider the fact that you endured such hostility by sinners against yourself, and we should consider that we do not lose heart. And so, Lord, that's one of my favorite passages of scripture, but I'm so thankful that you have gone through hell for us. You have experienced hell for us. You have walked through change for us. And although this world is shifting sand, we can trust in you. And although things tomorrow could change, we can trust in you. And although we don't know what the future holds, we do know, to quote a cliche a bit, but we do know that you hold the future. And so, Lord, settle us in this land of change that we're in. Help us to find you as our unchanging one. Help us to spend time with you today, to just worship you and give you our hearts, our minds, our souls, our strength, everything. To love you with everything inside of us, because you're our one shelter. You're our refuge in the storm. You're the rock that we stand on and build our house on. You're the mountain that we run to. You are the you're the rain when we need it. You're the sun when we need it. You're our life. You give us breath. You give us hope every day, and so we worship you with abandon. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Again, I have that gift for you. If you haven't downloaded it yet, you can go to marydemuth.com/prevail. It's a 31-day devotional to start off 2021 right. And I'm so excited to be able to share that with you. And it's free, 100% free. So download it and have a great day.